Blog Talk Radio.
KFODT, huh?
What's up? How y'all doing today? We here on this lovely hump day, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Acacia.
What's up? It's been a long time, but we back.
I know we went ghost, but, you know, we've been busy. Acacia done graduated.
I did.
She done did her thing. You know, I'm out here making little boss moves, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate all y'all keeping up with the show. I know a lot of people been asking me, like, where the show been at? But here we are. We bringing it back. Got a couple good topics today, you know. We're going to talk about our president. We're going to talk about sports. The NBA Finals is out there.
The Finals are going on, and they're really good.
And the summertime is here. So we're going to go ahead and jump into it. First off, we're going to talk about KFC. I'm not a big fan of KFC, but they have something. They're starting fried chicken skins.
I mean, when I was younger and KFC was real, I used to like KFC, you know what I'm saying? Like, the KFC laptops, you know, kids today don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about that.
They don't know nothing about the laptops. But they used to smack back then. But, I mean, now they grow their chicken in test tubes and stuff. Like, I don't know. I read an article and seen some stuff. I don't eat there no more. They can have it.
See, I was on the popcorn chicken wave, you know what I'm saying?
No. I got the fried chicken. The mashed potatoes, the best thing they got, honestly.
Pretty much. But, yeah, they started fried chicken skins. So, I mean,
if you're a fake chicken skin. Oh, okay.
If you're a fan of KFC, go ahead and enjoy them. They might not be at everybody.
y'all notice KFC don't have Kentucky Fried Chicken anywhere on any of the buildings anymore at all. Look at your nearest restaurant and see if it says Kentucky Fried Chicken. If it does, it might be a chance that they have real chicken. Otherwise, I highly doubt it.
Yeah. So, they got fried chicken skins.
That's kind of odd, but...
Hey.
You know, they're trying everything. Look at Burger King with their menu.
That dang marinara sauce chicken sandwich.
Yeah, what is it? They got a Parmesan chicken sandwich. I don't know about that one, but yeah.
But on to the next subject. We're going to talk about our president. So back in 2013, he put some comments about the Central Park Five. If you don't know what the Central Park Five is, it's five young men that was falsely accused of murdering a lady at the park. Basically, they did a documentary about it, and it's called When They See Us. It's on Netflix right now. A lot of people have been watching it. I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's a good documentary. But basically, Donald Trump said that the documentary was garbage.
Boy, if you don't get...
these young men are criminals. Somebody went back and said that they hope that this wasn't a real Donald Trump page, but clearly it was, and that there was no evidence, and they were innocent.
I mean, truthfully, he said it.
He said it.
I know he probably said it. We all know he said it.
And this happened back in 2013 when he said this.
Of course he probably said it. Now, you know they're going to lie.
Facts.
And be like, no, he ain't said it. I ain't trying to hear it.
I ain't trying to hear it either. Cause
I'm not.
He's mostly known for what?
For comments like that.
Exactly. So we...
So,
we don't believe.
You know.
So,
I'm sure he did. I mean, they said he had a hand in the sentencing and everything else. I'm gonna watch the documentary. Actually, I'm off tomorrow. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it too. Cause
it's
crazy. It's
about almost 5 hours.
But it's crazy though. Like, they don't teach us stuff like that in school. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course not. They teach us no Black history except during
Black History Month.
And then we learn the same stuff every year of school from pre-K. All the way to college, honestly. We learn about the same Black History event. So if you want to learn more about Black History, you have to honestly look it up yourself.
And take like some black classes.
Yeah,
and
take
stuff
courses,
like that.
The African diaspora classes. Or read books. Like, I bought a book about Assata Shakur.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that too. That's
but
on my list.
If y'all don't realize, a lot of African Americans created a lot of things, but they're not giving them their credit. But we're not going to get into that. But we're going to go ahead and hop into the Baltimore mayor. The Baltimore mayor is trying to start something new where he building a boxing ring, and he wants everybody to settle their street beef in the boxing ring. Because he's tired of the gun violence. Basically, a young man was killed in Baltimore. So the mayor came together with some other boxers. And they said, if you got beef with somebody in Baltimore, you know, put the gloves on and we can hook it out. Which is a smart thing to do because the gun violence is getting out of control. And, like it's always been out of control. But... The fact that he is taking initiative and trying to, like, make something positive into the community is good. I seen recently in Atlanta, Trouble, he's a rapper. You don't know who he is. He's a rapper. He started Guns Down, Water Guns Up.
Right, the gun wars.
Basically, they had a water gun fight in Atlanta, and everybody came out from Atlanta celebrities.
So he's headed to Augusta. I plan on going if I can get off of work.
But yeah, you know, when it comes to fun, you know, the police got to show up.
Right.
Basically, on the internet, they lit them up with them water guns, and it went viral. So it's a good thing that they out here trying to have fun and trying to stop the violence, because more and more African Americans are losing their lives, and if what y'all don't know is we're killing off our population.
Pretty much.
So. That's a good thing that they started these types of things, and we need more to come. How you feel about that, Keisha?
I mean...
What you feel about that boxing?
Oh, yeah, the boxing thing, I think it's good in a way. I mean, people now, everybody want to run to grab their gun and want to be ready to shoot. Like, you know, like, we was growing up...
You just fought.
You would fight. And then, honestly, after you fought, you'd probably be friends again about, you know, a couple days later. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. When I was in middle school, they used to hook in the bathroom
right.
all the time.
Right. So it's like, you fight, you get over it, you move on.
Right.
But now folks want to just shoot, kill, take people's life.
They won't pull out a gun every time they lose.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's a good way, especially if they can find a way to prevent, you know, serious injuries. So I'm assuming they're going to wear, you know, headgear, gloves, that type of thing. I think it's good.
I think it's good, too. But on to the next subject. We got four lovely African-American women that's out here doing their thing. They're part of the world's most richest women. And who we got on the list? Of course, we got Oprah Winfrey. With
at 10. The top of the list.
She ain't at the top. She number 10.
Well, you know, at the top of the list for the
African
for the African American.
Yeah. She made $2.5 billion.
That's her net worth.
That's her net worth. But, hey, big money. Then we got Rihanna coming in number 37 with $600 million. Rihanna been out here grinding with her makeup.
Rihanna been grinding. The makeup is a bulk of that because her makeup line is now worth $2 billion by itself.
Exactly.
And then she just inked a deal with Louis Vuitton.
Exactly.
So
then she had a Puma collection.
She honestly, she said bump music at this point.
Then you got number 51, Beyonce, with her $400 million net worth.
That sound about right. B don't really do too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't really have too many business ventures.
Yeah. I mean, she,
I mean, you know, she got
her music and her name presence sales. So,
that's what it is.
So, I mean, like, she can
and
have.
And she has so much music that it plays over and over. And, I mean, she gets paid every time it plays. So.
She can have concert anywhere. Like, she can
right,
start a
and it'll be sold out.
In the smallest county there is. And everybody.
People gonna find
out.
A way.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how she making her money. Then you got number 80, Serena Williams, which she makes $225 million.
And she's the first athlete to be on the list.
Yeah.
Like,
she been grinding.
I mean, she put the work.
But think about them
endorsements.
She
got endorsements,
she
though.
Yeah, she got it.
She
Gatorade,
was the top,
Nike.
You know, the top female tennis players in the world.
Right.
It has been for a long time. So.
Exactly. So
she's
got
the yeah, and she's got the longevity with the endorsements.
Speaking of Beyonce, her husband out here grinding too. He the first African American rapper to become a billionaire.
Well, hip hop artist.
I mean, hip hop artist, rapper.
Yeah, and people are arguing what about Dr. Dre, but
Dr. Dre he made his off his headphones.
But I mean, Jay-Z's was made off of liquor, business ventures,
exactly.
Real estate, music,
but
cash.
Dr. Dre really wasn't a rapper, you know what I'm saying? He was a producer more than a rapper. So
okay,
like technically Jay-Z like is a hip hop rapper, like everybody know, like, all right, Jay-Z out here got an album out. Dr. Dre, the only album you really know about Dr. Dre by itself is the Chronic album.
Got a point.
I mean, he out here grinding.
Either way.
And the thing is, with Jay-Z, he actually helped people out with their situation. Like with the 21 Savage situation. He
right. He helped Meek Mill, too.
Exactly.
I mean, he is the definition of, you know, a self-made billionaire. You know, people was mad at Kylie. Talking about she a self-made billionaire. I don't think so.
Yeah, her name really.
Yeah, you had a little
but
help.
We're not going to get into that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out Jay-Z doing his thing. We got SpongeBob having a prequel called Camp Coral.
I keep hearing and seeing all of this stuff, and I really haven't looked into it too much.
So basically, SpongeBob been on the air for 20 years. Sheesh.
No, I can believe it. SpongeBob's been on since I can remember.
20 years, man. But they basically having a spinoff where, like, he's supposed to be, like, 10 years old. And he's supposed to be at a sleepaway camp. And there's supposed to be 13 episodes. And
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know either. Because, like, nowadays,
I
TV
mean,
shows are trash.
Trash.
Like, the new All
Terrible.
That series.
I saw them said about the remake. I'm not feeling that. I'm really not.
Then the new Blue's Clues remake.
Oh my gosh, that one hurt my whole
thing.
This looks, dude don't even look like, what is,
I don't even want to
talk about it because I'm getting so upset. Like, Blue's, they ruined it. They ruined Blue's Clues.
But yeah, then you got the Rugrats movie that's supposed to be coming out. Like, they really trying to make everything animated. Like, too animated. So, I don't get how you keep changing this and that to it. But like I said, SpongeBob's supposed to be having a prequel, so for the kids out there, be prepared for that. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and go to the sports. Golden State Warriors against the Toronto Raptors. Series tied 1-1. Drake's talking smack first game.
I mean, he been talking smack the whole playoffs.
But he was quiet the second game. So
he wasn't quiet the second game, really.
He was quiet the second game. Look at them memes. He was quiet. And what Klay Thompson
said? And I mean,
said?
Really, they didn't.
Catch him in the bay, Auburn.
Right, catch him in the bay. I mean, it's a good series, though. It's not like they blowing each other out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're good games. You know, they won by, I think, what, 8-9 points the first game. And then Golden State just won by, what, 4 or 5 points. So I'm thinking, you know, tonight going to be same thing. Whoever wins, it's going to be less than 10 points. It'll be a good game.
Then,
it's a good series.
Andre Iguodala really saved him when he hit that clutch three. But
I'm going to watch the game tonight, hopefully.
I got Warriors
in
six.
I
got Warriors in six.
I think Toronto's going to win.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Whole thing?
The whole thing.
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
Nah, bro.
Ain't nobody think Toronto was going to beat the Bucks.
I did. But I don't think they're going to win the whole thing.
They shouldn't. They found a way, like, they have a way that they can shut down Golden State's operation. Yeah. Now, I mean, now once KD come back, you know what I'm saying, then they got to rearrange all that, figure it out again. But, you know, they'll adjust. I mean, Kawhi's doing what he do.
I mean, yeah. Then you got,
Then you got Siakam.
Yeah.
He's stepping up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's stepping up.
I think he had got, what, voted most improved player of the league this year? So,
and he's
been showing
dominating.
Why.
He's been dominating. But
yeah, he running circles around Draymond.
Yeah.
He's too athletic.
But
Draymond
did pretty good last
game. I mean, he did, but, I mean, Siakam's more athletic than Draymond is.
True. I mean,
Draymond not that athletic. Draymond like a Paul Pierce. Almost.
Not Paul Pierce.
He a more athletic Paul Pierce, but he a Paul Pierce.
Hey, how you know that every person named Paul in the league, you got to say their name?
Paul. Right.
Paul Gasol.
Right. Well, his name is Paul, though.
But
Paul.
Everybody say Paul because, you know.
Y'all ain't right. Say that man's name right. Put some respect on his name.
Hey, his brother Mark balling too, though. You play for the Raptors?
Yeah, Mark balling.
But I think I got the Warriors game six.
Warriors in six?
Warriors in six. But how you feel about this new iPhone coming out?
Come out the one with the three cameras?
Three cameras.
It's ugly.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, Apple's about to make me go back to Android, and I like Androids, actually. They're way better. The new ones are. The new Androids, no, like, I read it was an article of an expert comparing, like, the newest Android to the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way better. Like, system-wise,
I know
it's
you
better
can charge
than
somebody else's phone with yours.
I mean, I didn't. I don't really care about all that, but I'm talking about just, like, system, like, functioning better. Like, it's better than Apple. You don't have to update your phone all the time. You don't need to do all this storage stuff. Like, it's less of a hassle. Only reason I have an Apple iPhone.
Apple Music.
To FaceTime. That is it.
Uh-oh.
And honestly, I'm still thinking about getting rid of it because I'm about to just start telling people, you want to talk to me? Google Duo. It worked better anyway.
What is Google Duo?
It's through Google.
It's like a,
it's video chat. Yeah, it worked way better than FaceTime. Like, FaceTime connection always be poor, reconnecting. Google Duo, I don't really have no issues.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I always been an iPhone since I started college, but you know, I started.
And if you think I'm finna pay $1,100 for a phone, you got me extra bent.
I started from a Metro and, you know, went to an iPhone. I ain't get no touchscreen phone until I got to college, so don't judge me. Anyway, like, I like the iPhone, but they doing too much. I recently had to upgrade my phone. I mean, it's
right, true. And then they force you to upgrade.
Yeah, they
that's
force you because they try to slow. They slow your.
They
system
slow your
down.
System down. Oh my gosh!
So,
like, they just got sued for that.
Exactly. Then you know they about to get rid of iTunes. Cause
I mean, nobody uses it.
They about to get rid of iTunes because people money getting stolen away from them. So there won't be no more iTunes. Look it up if you don't believe me, but I just seen it. There won't be no more iTunes after this year.
I mean, people don't be using it. People use Apple Music now. Apple
True.
Music, Spotify, and Tidal. That's your top three music sources.
Facts. But we about to get to the main subject. How to deal with a breakup. I remember those good old days.
I mean, I don't really...
How did you feel after your first breakup?
I mean, I really only had... Truly, like, I really only count one. Like, I don't... I don't know what you want me to say.
I ain't gonna lie. Okay.
Like,
so,
I don't just be out here dating people.
So, the first breakup that hit home was, like, when I was in high school, you know. I was a junior. You know, me and the girl, you know, it was cool and stuff like that. You know, she cut me off. You know, I felt bad. Like, I went and sat in my room. I ain't cry because daddy didn't raise no punk. Mama didn't raise no punk.
Right.
But, you know, you get that feeling why you can't eat and stuff like that. I actually had that feeling. But after that, I ain't really dealt with no mean breakup where, like, I'm missing that crying and sobbing over a situation. It's just, I felt bad. But it went to the point where, like, I couldn't eat or anything like that. But if you're dealing with a breakup, first thing first I want to tell you is keep yourself busy.
Yeah, don't just be soaking in the room, man.
Yeah, because if you don't keep yourself busy and...
You're going to be sad.
Moping around.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Then you're going to start eating and...
Your friends not going to want to be around you because your mood is all trash. Like,
your energy going to be all off and everybody going to be trying to have fun and you going to be thinking about Ray Ray or Kevon or Keisha or Alicia.
I'm done.
We don't need all that. So get out. Go to the gym, you know. Do one of your things that you like to do, like your hobbies.
Or find a new hobby.
Find a new hobby. Basically, with a breakup, you know, it's slick good because it help you find yourself. Because a lot of people depend on other people. And a breakup can help you learn not to depend on others. Let you learn that something new about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, if you're dealing with a breakup, just get out and do something. Hit the gym, work it out, you know, listen to some music. Don't listen to depressing music because it's going to put you in the
deep hole. Right, you know. Music, when you pick your music definitely influences your mood. Why do you think movies pick specific songs during specific parts of the movie? Because it affects your emotions. So make sure you pick upbeat, up-tempo.
Up-tempo music.
Type of music.
R&B, sobbing. Soul music.
I mean, now, unless, you know, that's just your thing and that's how you get out of your slump. I mean, I feel it. I listen to R&B.
I mean, I do too.
Even if I am, like, down. Even if I'm in my feelings, like, I still listen to R&B. Even if I'm not in my feelings, I listen to R&B.
9 times 10, I'm listening to hip-hop music, you know, some junk to get me hype, like, yeah.
Yeah, see, I listen to that type of stuff,
yeah.
Like, well... During the day, maybe. But,
yeah. But like I was saying, man, don't sit here and be depressed and stuff. Go
talk
out.
To someone.
Go
that's,
out with
that's
your friends.
That's the main
talk
thing.
It out. Yeah, exactly. Talk,
talk
it out.
Talk to somebody.
Because if you sit here
your
and be a loner, that, it's just going
to
get worse.
Talk to your best friend, your brother, your sister, whoever you closest to, whoever you trust the most.
Exactly.
Talk to them so you can, you know, work it out in your head and be like, okay, this is how it happened, this is what it is now, and this is what I'm gonna do going forward.
And plus, it's summertime. Go turn up,
right?
Go to a pool
it's
party
more
or something.
People. It's plenty more people in the world. Like, it ain't the end of the world, so
go to a pool
I mean
party.
It'll hurt at first. Give yourself a few weeks, but after that, let that go,
cause I'm pretty sure the other person ain't sobbing over you.
I mean, they may or may not.
They may or may not, but you know, 9 times 10, if they posting pictures out about their friends, they enjoying themselves. They trying to make you feel like, oh, he don't really need me or she don't really need me. Trust me, I don't been there before.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? 9 times 10, when a person break up with you or The person break up with them and they out partying. They trying to show the other person that they having a good time.
I said yes and no. That is an accurate statement, and it's not, because some people do and some people don't.
Okay.
That is where the yes and the no comes from.
But like I said, if you're dealing with a breakup, don't overeat yourself, because you don't want to see that other person again.
Man.
And they be like, boy, that's that sobbing weight, huh?
And don't not eat.
Don't not eat, because we don't want you looking.
That's the thing, too.
But the thing is, like, if you do come to the press, please talk to somebody, because that could lead to other things. And we don't need that to happen. Am I lying?
I mean, no.
Because I don't see a couple people.
It's, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They don't got
talk.
Depressed over
like
the
when it happens, you know, you just talk it out. Go at your own pace.
Back.
Don't let anyone force you. You know what I'm saying?
And don't try to find a rebound, because that can go all wrong, too.
Yeah. Don't let anyone, you know, try to force you into talking before you're ready to talk, or talk about anything that you don't want to talk about yet. Go at your own pace.
Exactly. You gotta crawl before you walk.
Right.
So that's my advice. Dealing with a breakup.
And y'all heard my little two piece.
A little two piece. But yeah, I mean,
you know, it's summertime.
Summertime.
Y'all get out. Go to the festivals, you know what I'm saying? Go to the water parks.
Go to the lounges.
Go to the amusement park.
Go to the club, turn up with your girls, your homeboys.
Right.
Sister, brother.
Meet up with your family.
Some people
meet up with
turn
your
up
friends.
With their mama.
Go on a camping trip.
Facts.
Okay.
Enjoy it outside. Don't sit in the house, be on social media.
I'm trying to take a camping trip. No lie.
Hey.
I'm talking about we sleeping in the tent.
No, I don't know about that.
Get an air mattress. All we need is an air mattress. You can get a tent.
It ain't even that. You know, I just ain't got time for no bugs.
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll find somebody else to go
probably,
with. Don't worry about it.
I'll probably
don't
go.
Don't even worry about it. It's over with. Don't worry.
I go if you got an RV.
That's not camping.
That is camping.
It's not.
You ain't seen T.I. them on their T.I. Tiny
That's
Show. They
camping.
Had an RV and they were camping.
I want to camp where you sleep in these tent, and really sleeping on a sleeping bag ain't camping either.
Yeah.
I want to sleep in a sleeping bag, but I will do, you know, the sleeping
on the air mattress.
The air mattress, you know, for everyone else. So they'll go, but like, I'm not compromising on sleeping in a tent. Like,
you gonna roast some s'mores too?
You right. That Jane smack every time.
But yeah, man. Go camping, go on vacation, get away. Summertime.
And stack your paper at work if you don't have anything else to do. Overtime hours, go for it.
Go for it. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Right. Run the checkup.
Exactly, because you're gonna need it when it comes winter time anyway. Because you. People have shopping habits.
Right.
And it will get cold outside. So, you know, you probably going to go on a spending addiction. But, yeah, I mean.
That about wraps it up for today.
Pretty much, you know. Y'all got any questions? Y'all know how to hit us up. Instagram. Snapchat.
Yeah. Instagram. Queen_Kaycia. QUEEN. _ CACIAAA. That's three A's at the end. QUEEN. _CACIAAA. Three A's at the end. And that's on Instagram.
My Instagram is Rondi _MC. RON. DEE.
The fact that you just forgot your own Instagram name, and then you started spelling it and forgot.
Yeah, because I had like a Twitter back in the day where I had the like _ in between the run and the D. But
wow.
It's RONDEE _MC. Y'all got any questions, any subject topics? Just
right,
send
anything
them in
you
DM.
Want us to talk about, send a DM.
We going to get back on our stuff, you know. We just been busy. I've been actually.
Yeah, we kind of neglected the show, but we're going to get back to it.
I've been doing other things, you know.
I was focused on graduating.
Venturing out, trying to do more stuff. Shout out to family, friends, you know. Shout out to Tripp. He couldn't make it today, but he'll be on the next show.
And shout out to Mr. Vaughn for not dropping us.
Right. Because he could have, but he still stuck with us, and I appreciate that. And we out.
Yep. Y'all be safe.
Damn, BG, we made this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Ron D. Internet Radio Show with your host tonight, Ron D. and Acacia. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to see you guys next time on the network. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to enjoy your life always. Always enjoy your life. Do something different, as Acacia and Ron D. mentioned. Do something different. Stay busy. Stay involved. And enjoy your wonderful life. We'll see you next time on the Ron D. Internet Radio Show.